Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel. And no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoa Connor, functional wellness guide at Zen and Vitality with Zoa, and retreat leader at Intentional Vitality Retreats. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best that you ever have with no regrets later. Let's go. So today we're joined for a conversation about Ayurveda with Sarah DeBlock. Sarah, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you for having me on. I am the founder of Soma Yoga Healing Center, or in Alexandria, Virginia. And so we really focus on bringing Ayurveda into all of our yoga classes. And I trained in Houston at Rasa Yoga with Padma Shakti, as well as with Yoga Veda Institute in Ayurveda.
Fabulous. And what do you spend your most time doing now, Ayurveda or yoga?
Well, in form and how I present it outwardly, I teach more yoga, but I'm always integrating Ayurveda concepts into everything I teach. So when I do private lessons, you know, we may be calling it yoga therapy, but we're also looking at, you know, that person's body constitution and what food and lifestyle would make sense for them. And so on paper, it might look like yoga, but really I see them intertwined and inseparable. So maybe both all the time.
That's what it sounds like to me too. Well, let's go on with our conversation.
Sounds great.
So today we're talking about the Ayurvedic concept of ojas, which is one of my favorites actually, Sarah, because ojas has to do with vitality and your ability to grow and become who you want to be. How do you describe ojas?
I see it very similarly to what you describe, but I have always used like a metaphor of a bowl and a reservoir. Like your bowl is your reservoir, and how big it is how much ojas you have. So if our ojas is small, we may only have a small bowl to, you know, catch everything that's coming in life and handle the emotions. But the larger we can make that bowl and the more we can grow ojas, then the more we can handle and, you know, just really expand in life.
I like that so much better than thinking that you have a big bowl and are only catching a little bit of life in it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that means that as you increase your ojas, you can increase your bowl and increase what you can catch and hold onto and increase your everything, right? And this applies to body, but also how you present yourself in the world. So people with a large ojas reservoir have strong bones, right?
Yes, absolutely. Strong bones, strong immune system. And on the emotional side, I always see ojas as love and like Mother Nature in a way, because, you know, it's the subtle essence of kapha. And if, for those who don't know what kapha is, it's really earth and water element and really just this stable love.
So does that mean that mothers always have a lot of ojas?
It does not always mean that. I do think that when a mom is really taking care of herself and embodying, you know, the true motherly love and state, that absolutely they have so much ojas. And I do think even when probably we get pregnant, that we probably, our bodies are naturally providing and moving in the direction of more ojas, but our actions can always deplete ourselves. And so if a mom doesn't have the community support she needs, if she doesn't have the financial she needs, if whatever the scenario could be, maybe they just don't know the proper way to eat and they're not getting enough iron. It could be that they deplete themselves, and even though they're an amazing mom, they may have lost some OGIS.
Well, don't we lose OGIS whenever we grow a baby?
Yes, that as well.
And so that means that part of that recovery for a new mom is going to be recovering her OGIS. We know we put our calcium from our bones into our baby's bones, and we know that we gave blood and all kinds of wonderful things to the baby. And then as the baby starts to grow, we need to heal ourselves and re-support our own OGIS.
Yeah, I think that, 45 days postpartum is just such an important and sacred window. And probably, mothers were focused more on in ancient times, but I think right now we probably focus more on the baby. But that is really a time for both mother and baby to, really grow in strength and to take care of themselves in that sacred window.
And then what happens as we age to our OGIS, right? Because we're talking about mothers with young babies. Some of our listeners won't be of that age range. Do we need to worry about losing our OGIS at other times of life?
Well, yes. And I would say, of course, there's certain times of life, maybe more than others. However, in this current, 2025 culture, I think we're always moving so fast and everything is happening at such, it seems like fast-paced levels that we all need to be focused on this. And we all need to make sure that we are doing practices and nurturing ourselves in a way to keep our reservoir and our bowl big enough to handle everything that we want to do. But as you mentioned, yes, as we age and in the later years, the OGIS can also naturally decrease. And so that is a time to also balance. It's always balance, like, right, what age are we? What do I need to balance with? And so as we age as well, we want to give ourselves more care there.
So, I like to think of OGIS as being intimately connected to the concept of vitality as you age. So, when your OGIS bowl is small, you're not going to feel strong, stable. You're not going to feel good in your emotions and your physicality, your immune system. You're going to feel frail, right?
Yes.
And so, how can we boost our OGIS in order to boost our vitality?
Yeah, there are several ways. I'll mention a few and then maybe you can mention a few of your favorites. But to me, really nurturing ourselves in with our relationship with ourselves and with others, I think having strong connections, like deep, true connections with other people. Also, this concept of surrender, kind of just really surrendering to what is, allowing. I've seen the word reverent a lot come up with OGIS, to really have reverence for all that we do have. And in a way, it's another way of gratitude practice. But this word reverence comes up a lot when I have studied OGIS. And then on a physical level, it can be Abhyanga oil massages, but with the true intention of loving yourself. It could be adding more oils or ghee into your diet, eating foods that are really going to bring some substance, some grounding into the physical body. And I would love to hear what are some of your favorite ways for increasing OGIS.
Well, I often tend to go with food first when trying to support someone's OGIS growing because most of my clients are so used to nurturing other people and they have a hard time really understanding how to nurture themselves. So if we start with food, then they know that certain foods make them feel good. And while they might be concerned about weight, especially if they're menopausal women,
The things that feed you, let's feed your brain. Let's feed your muscles. Let's focus on that. Don't focus on the things that you are trying to avoid. Focus on the nutrient-rich, high-quality food. That's going to bring you ojas. And so then I also tend to go with supporting how they feel about themselves in a female, womanly, sexual sense. Right. So, in order to feel strong and capable, maybe that is going in the direction of strong core muscles and strong pelvic floor muscles. Pelvic floor leads us to the sexual nature of your femaleness. And there's a sense of fertility associated with ojas, right?
Yes.
So, when you are at a high ojas time in life, you have the ability to be fertile. And so, as your fertility wanes, as you age, your ojas wanes. There's that tie in. So, what can we do to make you feel in that young, vibrant, juicy sense? And that will increase ojas for you as well.
Absolutely. I like how you said add in what makes you feel, vibrant and vital versus take away. That's a really important concept to just keep adding in positive habits. And I've heard the saying, and I love it, that if you just add in enough good habits, you won't have to remove the ones that are unsupportive. You won't have time for them. Because if we try to remove, then we feel deprived. And I also think, you're talking about aging. I think that's part of the mentality that makes aging hard is feeling like something's being taken away from us. When the body changes and something isn't the same as it used to be, it can almost mentally feel like something's been taken. So we don't want to approach it by taking more away. It's like, what can you add?
Yeah, and a really common thing for many women to be concerned about is their skin, right? Now we know that skin is the largest organ in the body. It's a way, it's a pathway into the body because your skin will absorb things, which is why your personal care products need to be really, really healthy and clean for you. But a good practice is skin brushing, right? And so you can be doing that gentle massage of the skin with your skin brush. I like my Ionic skin brush because it's also got some stimulation on the mineral level for the immune system. It's also a lymphatic massage, so you're helping with cleansing out toxins. And then once you've skin brushed, then you can apply your oils. And the practice of Abhyanga, where you're gently massaging oils into the skin, also is a very sensual act. So it's two acts of self-care that are supportive of your largest organ and your sexuality. And everyone knows that babies love touch, and so do adults. But we don't have a lot of opportunities, at least in the American culture, to receive touch as an adult without it being either a paid massage or a sexual act. So this self-care practice of rubbing oil all over your skin, getting that skin contact, getting that oxytocin, that just seems like a really fabulous way of self-care, and it's supporting your ojas.
It is. And I think Abhyanga is one of the most important modalities, especially when talking about ojas. I always just say never underestimate the healing power of touch. And yes, it can be our own touch. Just
Yep,
needs.
you don't need to have anyone else with you to be able to get all of those wonderful benefits.
Yes. And even, giving yourself a hug, like maybe you can only do Abhyanga once a day at night, and that's the time you have for it, right? But what if just in the middle of the day you give yourself a hug and find other ways to bolster it all through the day?
Or you can even do a hand massage while you're waiting for the elevator or waiting for the coffee to brew. There's all kinds of opportunities, and they all are going to build your ojas.
Love that idea of a little hand massage or like waiting in line at the grocery store or something.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us for these Ayurveda-related episodes. And please tell us how people can find you.
Yes, I am with Soma Yoga Healing Center in Alexandria, Virginia. And it would be fantastic if you're local, that you can come visit, but you can find us at somayogahealing.com and on Instagram, somayogaalx. And if you want to hear more about my story and how I got to this point of teaching yoga and Ayurveda, I hope you'll check out my new memoir, The Year of Sarah, From Heartbreak to Healing. Sorry, From Heartbreak to Happy and the Long Distance in Between. And that is linked on my website. It's also on all online platforms.
That's fabulous. I didn't even know you had a memoir out.
Yes, it came out in February, so pretty recent, and it has been a fun journey.
Fabulous. And I'll put all the links to those in the show notes. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, producing have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding that any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you are agreeing to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed for you or any specific results that you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise, routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.